السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
In Quran Kareem says there is seven skies
Yes.
and there is seven lands.
Seven?
Lands, earth. سبع أراضي.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
But it also refers to that in a very delicate manner.
No, I mean another things also.
Seven skies. Mithlahunna. That is the only place where one can infer that the earths are also seven because of Mislahunna. Yes, please.
I mean the seven skies.
Yes.
And the Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha is seven ayah.
Right.
And the Surah Al-Fatiha is the mean of all Quran Kareem.
Yes.
Like Mufassirin says. Right. The America and Russia, they sent machines to see what is in sky, but far away, upside. There, from 20, 30 years, machines go up.
Yes.
They did not saw anything. They saw only suns, moons, stars, that, like what we say here.
Yes.
Can we say that every ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha is one sky?
You see, the sky, the word sky, has first of all to be properly understood. When the Holy Quran says sky, heaven, it does not mean that sky which was understood to be a permanent in the heaven, a parchment or a sheet-like place. This was a human understanding of sky. The Holy Quran has never mentioned that the sky is a sort of sheet which is spread around the earth, and after you pierce that sheet, then you enter the second phase, and then afterward there is another sheet. So the word heaven is first of all completely misunderstood by many Muslim scholars because they do not follow the Holy Quran, but they follow the Greek philosophy. This concept of heaven was inherited by Muslim scholars of medieval ages, not from the Quran, but from the Greek mythology and Greek philosophy.
And there is Sabah Samawat and Tibaka.
Tibaka,
it is Tabakat.
That's what I mean to say.
Yeah.
Tibak is the right word,
yeah.
Which means there are regions. Seven regions in which the skies are divided. So that is why I said in the not only all the heavens, but each heaven is further divided into seven regions.
And in Arabic says, Kullama alaka simak.
Yes.
Everything over you is sama.
Yes, everything.
Yeah.
Correct. That's correct. So sama is. You see, again, I have spoken on this subject at length at various places. For instance, the Holy Quran tells us that the rain falls from the sama.
But there is nothing like the Mela would say that there is sama and the Isa al-Islam is there.
Oh, yes, of course.
There is nothing.
No such thing.
There is nothing.
No such thing.
Yeah.
But what there is, yes. You know, I understand now this is a very clever way of proving to the mullahs, but they would not admit that fact anyway. Whether you put it that way or the other way, they are not going to agree with you. But for a normal, logical person, it's a good way of making him understand that sama, as they understand to be a first-like thing, you know, a land-like spread-out place where people can sit. This is one sama. This is all false, it is meaningless, and the Holy Quran does not bear out.
This is ruhi meaning.
What?
Ruhi meaning. Not maddi, I mean.
No, not only spiritual. I know, ruhi, yes. Not only spiritual. Also in physical meaning, the word sama means jau. Jau, which embodies many stars and moons, etc., which make a part of a sama, and their distance between them is huge and immense, and yet that makes one sama.
So the word sama in the Holy Quran has been used in many different ways, comprising different meanings. One meaning of sama is that close above us, to the height to which the clouds are raised is a limited height. The maximum they can go is a few 40,000-50,000 feet, no more, because they are found above Mount Everest as well. So that means they can rise to 35,000-40,000 feet, that's all. And the Holy Quran says, we send rain to you from Sama, which means the word Sama is applicable to open heaven, open thing, you know, the space. So what the Holy Quran means is, we have created things in tabakat, spaces after spaces. Each space has its own qualities. And each sama again is further subdivided into smaller spaces and tabakat. That's right. वही आसमानों वाली बात हो रही है, अब जमीन पे भी उतरे. ये कह रहे थे कि आसमान क्या चीज है, फिर वही मैंने कहा, इससे मुराद कोई वो तंबू नहीं है जो ऊपर ताना हुआ हो, जिस तरह ये है. मौलवी ये समझते हैं कि तंबू ताना हुआ, उसमें जड़े हुए हैं सितारे. कुरान करीम से कती तौर पर साबित है कि ये मतलब नहीं है. आसमान से मुराद जब है, यानी खुली फिजा और स्पेस, ये खुली कायनात जो है ये आसमान है. और हर आसमान में सितारे, बेशुमार सितारे हैं. और कुरान करीम भी कहता है कि हमने हर आसमान में सितारे बनाए हुए हैं. और समाज दुनिया, नज़दीक के आसमान के सितारे और हैं, दूर की आसमान के सितारे और. पर सात आसमानों को अगर गिनना हो तो उससे मुराद 7 यूनिवर्सेस शुमार की जा सकती हैं. 7 कायनातें जिनके दरमियान आपस में बहुत बड़ा फासला हो जाता है. इसलिए एक फासले के अंदर जो सितारे हैं वो एक आसमान से ताल्लुक रख रहे हैं, उसके बाद अगली बहुत बड़े फासले के बाद फिर एक और यूनिवर्स आ जाती है, फिर उसके सितारे हैं वो दूसरे आसमान से ताल्लुक रखते हैं. एक लामुतनाही सिलसिला है दरअसल आसमानों का.